Hello.
Hey, this is
Hello.
Taisha giving you a call back with customer service. How may I help you?
Yeah, Heidi, I got a call from Capital One that charges were made on my account that I didn't authorize.
Okay, I'd be more than happy to take a look and see if you have an account with us. Could I have your zip code, please?
34997.
And your first and last name?
It's Rodney Polterak.
Could you spell that last name for me, please?
Sure. P like Peter, O L, T like Tom, O R A K.
Okay. One second. All right, do looks like, and I have an account. Could you verify that address for me?
800 Southwest Salerno Road, Stuart, Florida.
Thank you for that. Just a second, I'm getting the account pulled up. It's just loading very slow today.
Okay.
I do want to apologize. This is still loading.
Okay.
Okay, thank you for that. Let's see. I do got the account open. 7:85.
Is this
It
the
looks
place
like
that
you.
shows? Go ahead.
It looks like it was a trial or something, or a sweepstake or something for an elite watch. You're supposed to just pay the shipping and handling for it, but if you didn't cancel within the if you didn't cancel within 48 hours, you're going to be built, put inside their membership. And
Honey, I never joined anything with this company.
you never on it was September, it was way back September the 11th.
Yeah, and what did I buy? Did I buy something?
It was a watch P3. Just bear me just a second. Let me take a look and open it up to see my system loading so slow I could barely see. One second.
Don't get fresh.
Okay, when I view the account, I show the shipping and handling of the $7.95 for a selected gift. I guess it was the watch, and then if you didn't cancel within the 48 hours, that you would be enrolled up inside their gadget club. Once they charge you monthly for it, but they give you a $125 gift card to shop inside of the gadget store.
Honey, I never authorized anything, and I didn't get a watch. I bought a knife. And there's another charge of $67 on December 5th.
Yeah, that was the that's the membership charges that you're getting.
Well, I didn't join nothing, so you've got to get rid of that.
When once you had signed up to get that gift sent to you, it
Hold
was
on, I never signed up for anything. All right, listen, I'll report it as fraud, but thank you for your help.
bear me just a second, sir. I'm gonna see what I can do for you.
I mean, this charge is on a $29.95, $25, $9 of whatever, and then the last one, $67 and change. I never agreed to any of that shit.
Okay, just a second. I'm going to see what I can do. I'm going to put you on a brief hold. I'll be right back to the line. Just a second, please.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Come over here. Huh?
Okay, sir. So what I can do, I can go ahead and get that account canceled for you. And for that that charge of that $67.32, I can give you a 50% refund back.
50% refund? I never agreed to it, hon.
It was stated, like, once you put your credit card in the terms and condition, it was stated if you didn't cancel within the 48 hours, you're going to be enrolled inside of.
It never said that to me. I only bought two knives from this company. And I'll tell you, I'm going to report it as fraud, and I will put ratings and reviews that don't use it. It's bullshit. I mean, it's like thievery. I didn't do that.
Okay. Yeah. I'm going to go ahead
if
and
they
just.
Don't want to get rid, if they don't want to get rid of it, if I got to get an attorney and take you guys to small claims court, I'll do that too, because that's bullshit.
Okay. Just a second. I'm going to talk to my super, and I'll get right back with you.
Are you ready to go?
Okay, sir, I'll go ahead and get this account canceled out for you, and then we'll go ahead and get that full refund back into your account, which is going to be there within a...
What about the other charges of $29.95? I didn't authorize that either.
Yes, sir. We're not able to refund those back. We can't even go back to it. Like, if you would have called within that month when the charges were given, we could have, but we can't even get back to them to refund those ones.
Okay, whatever you got to do, then whatever I got to do, I'll do.
Okay, so I did go ahead and cancel the account, and I'm putting a refund in now of the $67.32. which will be back in your account within 3 to 5 business days.
Okay, now what was the $29.95 for?
Just a second, let me look. That was the same thing. So when they first gave it to you, they gave it to you at a discounted price, and then they started charging you the original $67.32 for the membership. They were giving you the membership for a discount. They were giving it to you for $29.33 at a discounted price.
They charged me two times for that. It's not right. And if I have to, like I said, I'll take them to small claims for it. I'll have to drive down here to Florida or fly down here or whatever. But that's not right. That should be against the rules. And that's fraud.
Yes, sir. I definitely understand, but we're not able to get back to those charges to refund you for them. And it was stated in the time.
How do I get a hold of this company? Or you are the company?
We just the third party call center for the company. We just handle their needs, like far as people wanting to cancel their account and things like that.
Okay. Well, you're going to credit me to $67.
Yes, sir. I already sent the refund out for the credit of the $67. Should be returned within 3 to 5 business days. I do have a cancellation number for me also canceling the account out for you.
I don't have anything to write with. Can you email it to me or text it to me? Or
No, sir. I wouldn't be able to send out any emails or texts.
Okay, hold on. What's the cancellation number?
It's C as in Charlie, 263-067739.
Okay, thank you so much.
You're more than welcome. Is there anything else I can do for you today?
No, hon. Thank you.
Thank you. You have a nice rest of your day.
You too.
Yes, sir.